at that time there was enough bodies to go around. You see, you just had that one woman and that one man. You see? So now Paul is telling you that death reigns. See, now this is the first man. From Adam down to Moses. See? And all of them, from Adam on down to Moses, every last one of them was sinners. Oh, holy God, you got an ink in there. See? Get the point? No way do I hold it.
All right.
You see? See, death reigns in Adam. Now all of them were concluded under sin.
Right.
Everybody was not back there in the garden in the form of a man. But everybody, listen to me now, everybody, see, was the seed was in the mind of that one man.
Right.
You see? You get it now? So that man, the whole thing was concluded under sin from that one man. Now everybody, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned. There wasn't that there in the garden in a physical form. But listen, they were all concluded under that one man. So that one man, Joshua on the side, see? That's the tone of all
right.
Right. You see what I mean? That's why they're already concluded. Now listen. Death reigned from Adam to Moses. Now the Mosaic the law. She was of effect until Joshua the Messiah come and fulfilled. That's what we mean from Adam, death reigned from Adam to Moses. See, you understand? It means to the Mosaic law, and when you come down here, it don't mean that just when Moses come along with that, new. See, it's the law. See, now here's what we're asking. See, why did God give the law in the first place to the children of Israel? Why did he do that? That's what we're asking about. That's what we're trying to answer. See? All right, read on.
For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law.
Sin is not imputed when there is no law.
Nevertheless.
Wait, hold it. Hold tight. See, it's more of an understanding. See, when God told Noah to build that ark, you see, and you're talking about Abraham, and you're talking about the other patriarchs. She didn't have no law. See? For unto the law, sin was in the world, they didn't have it. And all of them from there on down was concluded under that Adamic transgression. When he was told to make an ark, of course he was given an order to do it. No. You understand? Now let me tell you this too. Oftentimes we say to the law and to the testimony, and then this is what somebody else thinks. They think that Jeff started the first one of the major prophets and go down to the minor prophets. See, that's what they think. They think that's what it meant when they say to the law and to the prophets. You see? But I have you to know that the prophets, are you listening now? Mm-hmm. Enoch, the son from Adam, was a prophet. They always have been prophets. You understand? Ever since the world began. How you like that?
All right.
See? But Enoch didn't write no book. He prophesied, but he didn't write no book. John the Baptist was a prophet, but he didn't write no book. You see, Isaiah was a prophet, he wrote a book. The Jeremiah was a prophet, and he wrote a book.
You see the point? But they didn't like that book.
Now, how you found out about Enoch being a prophet? How you found out about him, what he said? Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all that were ungodly. You understand? How you found out about Moses, though?
Yes,
well, how did Moses find out about him? You see how technical I am? See, it's because, now listen at me. See, they know that hand it down. See, Moses saw it in a
vision.
He saw the whole thing. He saw Adam created. He saw Eve in the garden. He said, look right at Yahweh created Adam. See, out of the dust of the earth, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And while I'm on there, too, I want to say this. He didn't say he breathed into his mouth the breath of life. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Now shut your mouth. See? It's not through your nostrils. See? You're not supposed to breathe through your mouth. You're supposed to breathe through your nostrils. See? It's the same thing. Yahweh.
Yeah.
You see, that's all I'd cover that. See, now this man is a man to Moses. Now listen, here's how it was. After the scenario too of Adam's transgression, even over them that had not sinned. All right. Move on now. Right quick. I know you have to go.
Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, after the submitted to Adam's transgression.
Now, don't forget what we're after now. I ask now, why did God get off? That's quite real.
Who is the figure of him that was to come?
Who is the figure of him that was to come? Read, I'm in a hurry.
Not as a fence.
Also
is the free gift. Where through the offense of one many be taken, much more the grace of Yahweh and the gift by grace is by one man, Joshua the Messiah, have abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift, for the judgment was by one condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Yahshua the Messiah. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, that the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin is abound, grace is much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Joshua the Messiah, our Savior.
Galatians 3:19.
Wherefore then serveth the law?
Wherefore then serveth the law?
It was added because of transgression.
Now listen, folks. Now look. My question is, see, now that was a rundown that the writer gave you there. Same man talked. Now listen. One, we're asking the question, well, why did we get the law in the first place? Would you mind reading?
Wherefore then serve the law? It was added because of transgression.
Now look up here. It was added because of the transgression. That's why the law was given. That's why the law was given from Mount Sinai. It was added because of the transgression. See? Now here's what happened. See? We said it a million times. See, people say, well, now look, if it had been me and I I had been back there.
Oh, yeah,
I never would. You got an awful lot of confidence in your hair.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
I never would have put that with.
No, that's what he else said.
Now look at all the powerful ground. I know he has to go. But anyhow, I'd rather let some of these other folks that are not men.
Well, that's
not going to be long. Now, we're getting straight. See? So now let's start saying now, isn't it? All right, you wasn't back there, isn't it,
God? So now I think you can.
You understand? So now, then, as I gave Adam,
hello.
You understand? Now
I give
you one, isn't it?
What
do you mean? Because I gave him one.
What?
Now I give you one. But you try your hand. See, now that would stop you walking around boasting it had been me. I would have never done that. You see what I'm talking about? That's against the purpose of God. Now listen, folks. Yahweh did not intend in the first place for a man walk around on this earth plane and this physical body throughout the ages. He never intended that in the first place when he made that man. In other words, Adam wasn't in Mark. See? And now, somebody said, yeah, that the Jehovah's Witnesses said that God didn't know Adam was going to partake of the fruit of the tree. You're silly. You see what I mean? It was about you just don't know who Adam was. And another thing, you hadn't even got acquainted with Jehovah's Witnesses.
That's right.
Now, we're struggling hard to make you see. Now, you see why God gave him the law? The law was added because of the transgression. You get that one? See? Now, he can't go back and say, well, if God didn't bend me up back there, well, he had his egg, you see. He didn't see him once, and he never done so well.
Of course.
See, there was no one of them righteous. You see? You understand? And look, I want to tell you this, folks. Now, Roger read it there a while ago. Now, this is what I'm saying. See, now, this Adam back here, and this Adam here, now that's what he died for, was that back there.
That's exactly. You see?
Because of the Adamic transgression. That's what he died for. Now I might say this to you too, so you can wake up. He and his wife. Now, Adam was not in the transgression. It was his wife that partaken of the fruit of that tree and gave it to him.
That's right.
Now, if you don't believe that, I'll read that to you. Now, look, that testifies, that sort of thing. That's what we're trying to get over to you all the time. That testifies, and it shows you that if Yahshua, the Messiah, died for his bride or his wife, just like Adam voluntarily died for his. That's the thing we're trying to get over to you. You understand? Now here comes along somebody that's saying, look, I don't believe Jesus died out on the cross. I believe he was drugged or whatnot. No, that ain't it. See, you're drugged. Psychological drugged. See, you're just downright stupid. And why should a Jew come along and write something about this back here and something he believes about one thing and he don't believe the other? See? You understand? Now, do you see why he gave the law? Adam broke that, and the law was added because of the transgression. You see?
And it magnifies sin. You understand? Now here you are. Now listen close to this one. Now here you are. You said if I was back there, I wouldn't have done it. And here you are, from Mount Sinai, you understand? And given the law, you understand? And they're all broken. Now here you are, come on down here. And you're a stupid guy. The fact that you're going to get out here and live right,
and ain't going to break no law, you understand?
And you don't have nothing more than them folks did back there. You see what I mean? This can't be done. See, what has to happen, and you just might as well straighten up and quit playing hypocrite. See, just straighten up and fly right, so you can't make it. See, you have to put your spirit in you. You see? And cause that's cause you walk in his way. And this, I want you to know this too. Everybody may have that feeling. See, that has the spirit, they are not saints, but sons of God. Mm-hmm. Or sons of God, just like Joshua the Messiah. You are now where you were then. Then it's the Holy Spirit in you, see, that makes you a son. And listen, you can't behave without him. Nobody never did. You understand? Now, the same thing, do this, do that, do the other. Don't do this, and don't do that. See, Yahweh, if you look at this, look at the new covenant. Now, this is what it says. He has given in you himself. So that's the only hope. That you try to see. Now, I will clear up a little bit more. Anybody else got any more questions? Did I make it clear? Do you understand now? Any more questions? Here's the fulfillment of the law. See? Now, let me say this. You are no more justified in doing unrighteous now than you was at that day in the garden under the law. Do you see what I mean? Nobody is justified in doing. You see what I mean? And nobody that has the Holy Spirit in you, listen, you have to be down corner. You better go and do it yourself.
You understand? Taking them out,
throwing
time out on probation, all that kind of
jive
and
junk. See? You don't have to do that. See, now the apostles, they walked around. They were disciples at that time, and they were witnessing Yahshua and Messiah fulfilling the law and the prophets. See? They wasn't watching to try to see whether he's going to live right or not. You see the point? Anybody else got any questions? Hold up your hand if you have. All right, next year.
Does
everybody hear what she's
saying?
No. Did everybody hear?
You don't
understand that. Well, now, he don't understand the party, dealing with Adam and the soul relationship. Now look, you see, should I let somebody else explain? Do you want me to do it? All right, and tell us quick. If you don't tell us, we are quick. We met my mission.
The quickest way to explain and make a real plain and simple. As you know, you take blood, water, poison. But you don't see a poison right here. You'll have a place in your Bible to go pick up this poison right here. But you can find it very easy when you understand the purpose of God. Now look, when Yahweh gave Adam in the garden that commandment, Eve was right in his arms. Is that right? Okay, now imagine that until when Yahweh spoke from Mount Sinai to the children of Israel. Adam, Moses, and the children of Israel. Now the children of Israel was likened to Eve, and Moses is likened to Adam. They both received the law at the same time. I want you to see that first. Now, Moses goes up into that mount, and he's up there for 40 days. The first part of his 40 days up in the mount, the first 7 days, he was seeing the creation come in. Then the 33 days, after that, he was seeing the generation from Adam all the way down that you have recorded in Genesis. You follow me that way. Now look. The woman, Eve in the garden, was in the transgression, disobeyed the commandment. Same case here when Moses come down out of the mount, the children of Israel disobeyed the commandment. Now that was after 40 days from the time he gave the law. I'm trying to point it back here first, see it here first. Then he correlated over here. Because see, when Moses come down out of the mount, it's the same as when Adam recognizes Eve and partakes of the same thing. Now look, here's the transgression first. And keep the truth of the truth. Hopefully he died for it, right? Israel had disobeyed the commandments here. Moses come down and breaks those things with stone. You know the same thing, how it's him breaking the stone is the same as he's going to break the law there. The time to the court there. 40 days, he's got to come out there. So they both tied the same thing. Now you say, well, I don't see it. I'll just go back and see it one other way now. Adam was in the earth. Moses started at the beginning of the time he went in that mountain. I'm talking about Adam, but he was not revealed to Moses until the sixth day. Then he rested on the seventh day. Then he saw Adam's prosperity come out from him in those generations. I'm talking about Adam now. Moses in the vision. Moses in the vision, he's seen Adam come from out of the earth. And then he sees his seed come forth from him. You follow that now? Now that's happening with him, I know it is 40 with him, when Moses comes out of that mountain. So when he comes out himself, he's got to come out himself at the same time. But he makes up the first portion of this vision, is the step. He's in the earth, coming up out of there. And then he's in the garden there, in, let's say 33. That's how old he was, he came out. Nine at 33 and the 7, together making a 40, he's got to come out of 40. So he's got to have 40 here, 40 here, 40 here, all the way through. It's got to work the same way. To pick up Adam, you just have to see that Moses saw him, the 40 days he was up there in that mountain. And when he Moses came down out, the same as Adam coming out of that garden. Those two tie in. And he started the 40 on this chart are psychological and spiritual.
Down here, this is my victim campaign. You want to know. If you ask the question, ask it so everybody can hear. And then when I answer one, I want to answer so everybody can hear. You satisfied? All right. No question? Now it's time for us to dismiss the question. Now, As a rule, I believe it is. Most guilty of sin is down there. And the reason for that is because I'm trying to put all I'm not trying to watch the clock. I'm trying to do a more with you. From the very worst door, stress. What's got me deeply concerned, I can't even speak. And there's no game, no time at all.
Thank you.
Now, I want to know where the book is all. 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 The book is well, now they tell me now I've been sick yesterday. And then I already got my whip. Now look, what I mean by whip, I mean they took me and physically beat me up. You understand that, don't you? Well, tell me then that I am a good and that the honorable Elijah Muhammad was in Chicago, Illinois. And I met some white people in my audience. They said that, well, I was just such a thing. Or think that person. Sitting there in the audience, telling me that. I'm just telling the thing like it is. If you listen to what I'm going to tell you, I have a thought in mind. I want to tell you something. I'm not the only one.
By me telling you something,
and by me seeing something. You understand? Now, everybody comes along and they say, he said. But now, what I want to tell you is this. Now, I was caught up into heaven itself. I talked with God. Is that clear to you? I have seen angels and apparitions. I know the purpose of Yahweh from start to finish. Listen at me. I can't tell my own self something. And I don't expect to tell you something. Well, it has to be revealed to you. And I want to let you know this. I'm not trying to play anything important either. The more you know about it, the smaller you get. That's right. Now, I know it. For me to get up and talk like this as a rule, you'll insult somebody. But folks, believe you me, I am on your side. I'm standing with the dead to save their lives. I have never been paid not one cent during the whole 37 years. Nobody ever paid me. And listen, that's not all. You're not going to pay me. And that's because I will not pass. I want to make myself clear in everything. Now, did you understand what I said, Freddy? I said I saw a vision. And I said it was revealed to me. To me, I said I talked, literally, I talked with Yahweh. And I further say, nobody can tell me nothing. Now, the reason why you can't tell me nothing is because you don't know nothing to tell me. And I don't know nothing as a man to tell you. Now, that makes it easier. You know what I mean?
Now, I'll tell you what I learned somewhere. I didn't go to school. But I will show you one thing. You are not going to talk about something that I don't know something about.
No. You're not going to do that.
Now, I said all that I have said
in order to tell you this.
If you will humble yourself to this, come and sit down. And learn.
You can know the truth.
Now let me tell you something. When you go out there and go to college, just like the bar out there. Now they went to the memory. And he threw it right down the line. The bastard. That's a lot of young men back to them. They didn't hurt it. And neither do they know it sometimes. Now that's right. Now if you go and look, you see, you'll find it's a tribe of people that not much know about it. And they don't expect to know a whole lot about it, but they call my church right there, they don't know about it. And they come on down, they say, come on. Then they come on down and they say, Elijah. And then they come on down and they say, Jesus Christ. Then they come on down to Baruch. And pass through. And what not. showing that those men were men that were sent of God. And talking about, listen now, reincarnation. And this is God reincarnated. Now look, they also spoke of, now you pay attention to what I'm saying. They spoke of Buddha that sit out of Gotham. He is the Buddha. You understand? That's a man. That's a man. See? They also spoke of, and you learned in college, about the philosophers, such as Plato, Aristotle, Socrates. Now, if you go to school, you're going to have to learn something about them. You understand what I'm talking about? You're going to get the lesson. Now, they were great men. Listen now, they were before the birth of Joshua the Messiah. They were before. Not after. Before. All right. Now, here's what I want to say to you about. I want you to take the 10th chapter of St. John. So you can see. Then you don't have to go tell somebody I. Read that. I want to see what he said about them. I only come to know him. All that ever came before me are seen and lost. Now, I didn't say that. See, look here. He was born in and predestined to come. As Dr. Lewis spoke. Moses said. And now I want this Moses said. I want to talk about this holy Koran. See? Elijah Muhammad didn't write the Koran. Zacchaeus wrote it. And Elijah Muhammad was a stupid liar when it comes to reading and writing and intelligence and whatnot. He didn't write. And I want to tell you this, he was having six 32 A.D. Now that's after Messiah. Now here's what I want you to see. I want you to see the stuff, the ignorance of it, so you can understand what's going on. Now it's a matter of absolute impossibility for him to be born after the show's over. Then go back there and correct the law and the prophets, which has already been fulfilled. That's what we've been saying. No, every voice is in place.